Now to a creative project that could be the perfect distraction for Aucklanders still in lockdown, or in fact anyone who's looking for a new challenge with some friends. It's called the Isklander Trilogy, and it's described as interactive theatre which blurs the boundaries of fiction and reality. And it launches here in New Zealand today. Co-creator Ollie Jones joins me now from the UK. Hi there, Ollie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, nice to chat to you. So tell me about where this came from, because I think you're started off as a theatre troupe.
Yeah, me and my co-founder Clem have worked for a couple of theatre companies and started our own one a few years ago doing a comedy theatre. And then Swamp My Tell is a company we started in 2017 with the aim of doing larger scale immersive performances, often with a brand attached. We did live work for a few years, and obviously when the pandemic hit, that was all cancelled and we found ourselves at a bit of a loss. But we've always had the appetite to do our own independent project, and we thought maybe lockdown is the time to try something new and do that. And so we came up with what is now the Isklander Trilogy, which is basically a series of interactive, immersive theatre meets escape room, meets video game, meets online investigation. Adventures essentially that you star in.
And I'm presuming you don't have to leave your couch to play.
You do not. No, yeah. When we made it, we were in the proper heights of lockdown, so we couldn't even really leave the house. So yeah, the whole experience is designed for you to play online, either with people remotely or with people together, but it all happens on your computer.
Can you give us, I'm sure there's stuff that you won't want to spoil, but can you give us an idea of how it works?
Yeah, so you join a video call and you kind of step into this residents association meeting of a block of flats in the UK, and the head of this residents association says that the most important piece of business that's concerning her this week is the sudden disappearance of one of her neighbours, who's a girl called Ivy, who's been in touch with her a lot recently, but has suddenly dropped off the radar. And she's concerned about her, and she basically asks if anyone on the call is able to look in to try and find out what might have happened to her or where she's gone. And that's kind of all you're given. And then it's up to you to use your nous and natural instincts about, kind of how to use the internet, how to explore the online sphere to start your hunt. And from there, you're dragged into a surprising story about, without giving too much away, shadowy organizations, ancient real history meets made up narrative that we've put together in a kind of Da Vinci Code meets Inception. I don't know what the language barrier is, but there's a documentary called Don't F with Cats.
Yes, yeah. That was a minor hit on Netflix over here, yeah.
yeah. Which obviously is talks about, what communities can do when they harness the power of the internet.
Brilliant. And I imagine it took a little finessing to get the idea exactly right. We get the benefit of months of trial and error, I suppose, or hopefully not too much error.
Yeah, a lot of trials, definitely. Testing's become really important. It's quite a luxury, actually, to be able to make a show and then just run test audiences through it as often as you can to get a feel for exactly how they react to every different chapter and segment of the experience. So we had a basic skeleton, a basic narrative, and then as people went through it, we realized bits that worked and bits that didn't work, and so it's now become quite a refined and slick operation. I hope anyway. Seems to us to work okay.
And if I'm playing with my friends, obviously I'll know everyone on the call. But then, do you have actors, live people at your end, or is that a video that we're watching?
Well, that's all part of the illusion. There is a live person helping run the game. Most of the people you interact with are pre-recorded, but it's all done in a way that it feels very live. I mean, a lot of the people when they start the game don't know what's real and don't know what's not. And that's a feeling that carries on throughout, not just in the people you meet, but also in the places you visit and the tasks you're asked to do. As you dig into these websites and these stories, we really want you to wonder how much of it we've put there and how much of it is pre-existing, and for you to feel that you're actually uncovering a real conspiracy, a real dark secret that you're digging deeper into.
Yeah. What sort of feedback have you got?
It's been really good. We've had to date 65,000 people play, which is crazy because it was only supposed to run for 3 weeks. And it's just kind of picked up a head of steam and has kept going. We've got a lot of good press in. The Guardian over here, The Stage over here gave us really good reviews, which helped us massively as we launched it in the UK. And hopefully the audiences down under will feel the same. The reception's been really positive. I think it's just been a really interesting and unexpected activity that's been very accessible in lockdowns and also just as enjoyable out of lockdowns.
Yeah, cool. And can you give us some sort of admin details? How long does it take? What sort of gear do you need? How much does it cost?
Sure. So it's there's three different stories to play through, which you can play in any order, but you'll get the most narrative satisfaction going from Plymouth Point to the Mermaid's Tongue to the Kindling Hour. All you need is an internet connection. You'll log into a call using a link that we send you once you buy your tickets. Prices vary depending on how many people are playing, but it's playable from 2 to 6 players. You can take it on single-handedly if you're up for a real challenge, but that does tend to be harder work. So all you need to do is visit isklanda.com, buy tickets and recruit your friends, and then you'll be sent a link and you'll all join the call at the time that you've chosen a booking, and then you're away and the rest is up to you.
Yeah, the idea is you do the three on the same night, is that right, or same day?
You don't have to. You can do. Each one lasts between an hour and an hour and a half, an hour and 45, depending on how quickly you get through it. So you can play all three back-to-back, or you can do them on different days. It's quite a... we're quite liberal in how you book it. We want it to be flexible and work both people.
Awesome. What great creative brains you guys have got. Thanks very much for your time today. I hope it's a success here in New Zealand as well, and good on you for adapting what you do to lockdown conditions.
Thanks very much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for chatting.